5:25 p.m. There's a big carton in the storage annex of Midtown Heating and Cooling. It's full of cloth bags, the sort banks use to hold loose coins. Such bags usually have various banks' names printed on them, but these don't. Willie orders them direct from the company in Moundsville, West Virginia, that makes them. He opens his case, quickly sets aside the rolls of bills. These he will carry home in his Mark Cross briefcase, then fills four bags with coins. In a far corner of the storage room is a battered old metal cabinet simply marked parts. Willie swings it open, there is no lock to contend with, and reveals another 100 or so coin-stuffed bags. A dozen times a year, he and Sharon tour the Midtown churches, pushing these bags through the contribution slots or hinged package delivery doors when they will fit, simply leaving them by the door when they won't. The lion's share always goes to St. Pat's, where he spends his days wearing dark glasses and a sign. But not every day, he thinks, now undressing. I don't have to be there every day. And he thinks again that maybe Bill, Willie, and Blind Willie Garfield will take the week after Christmas off. In that week, there might be a way to handle Officer Wheelock, to make him go away. Except, I can't kill him, he says in a low, nagging voice. I'll be fucked if I kill him. Only, fucked isn't what he's worried about. Damned is what he's worried about. Killing was different in Vietnam, or seemed different, but this isn't Vietnam, isn't the green. Has he built these years of penance just to tear them down again? God is testing him, testing him, testing him. There is an answer here. He knows there is. There must be. He is just, ha-ha, pardon the pun, too blind to see it. Can he even find the self-righteous son of a bitch? Shit, yeah, that's not the problem. He can find Jasper the police smurf, all right, just about any old time he wants. Trail him right to wherever it is that he takes off his gun and his shoes and puts his feet up on the hassock. But then what? He worries at this, as he uses cold cream to remove his makeup, and then he puts his worries away. He takes the November through December ledger out of its drawer, sits at his desk, and for 20 minutes he writes, "I am heartily sorry for hurting Carol." He fills an entire page, top to bottom and margin to margin. He puts it back, then dresses in Bill Shearman's clothes. As he is putting away Blind Willie's boots, his eye falls on the scrapbook with its red leather cover. He takes it out, puts it on top of the file cabinet, and flips back the cover with its single word, "Memories," stamped in gold.